Welcome back to the world of Phil Hendry. I'm Bobby Dooley filling in tonight, and I'm very, very proud to have Phil ask us to fill in. Phil suffers from the occasional insomnia, and I think I'm saying that right, Gene Wiffner?
Insomnia.
I thought it was insomnia.
Yeah, insomnia. That was also the place where they had visited last year.
Well, I know. We had a contingent of people from Western States who took a wine tasting tour of an area, a wine growing area of Italy called Insabdia. I thought it was called that, or Tuscany, one of the two. And I said, is he in Insabdia? They said, what are you talking about? And of course, I've got to slow down for everybody around here. And I'm just kidding around. But you know, some people you've got to be patient with. And I said, no. Did he go to Insabdia? And they said, no, he has insomnia.
Yeah, I know. People don't get it.
People really don't get it. You know, they just don't. But be patient. I always tell my sons. By the way, we have three sons, Dylan, Seth, and Justin. And if they're at home listening right now, Mommy says that it's time for bed because we do have, of course, we are coming up on our Christmas vacation. And that's always a special, special time at Western Estates. One of the first things we do, of course, we have the lighting of the official Christmas lights, which are on our home. We're in the cul-de-sac in the Magnolia phase. And when we light it up, and I give the high sign to Amalio, who is down at Master Switch 3, and I will say, light it up, Amalio, and he'll throw the big Frankenstein lever. That's what we call it, because it's the boys call it that. It's one of those big...
Yeah, it looks like the kind of the Frankenstein switch.
Well, people don't know what that is, Steve.
Well, it's like a big, you know, it makes the...
Yeah, I don't know what it's called. It's the big switch thing, and we call it the big Frankenstein switch, and we'll tell Amalio, we'll say, Amalio, go ahead and, you know, light up Frankenstein, and people give me a weird look. Not everybody. Some of the people just don't get what it's about to be a... Homeowners Association president. Those are the people that you have to visit later on and say, look, do you even really want to live here? Because of the way that you're, you know.
Yeah, a lot of people are like, the Frankenstein switch. You're like, okay, well, don't you know? Okay, wow, you know, wow, you know.
Yeah, don't you want to get with it? I'm the president of the Homeowners Association. And they'll give you that look like, what? And I'll say, are you for real? And... To that end, I want to mention one thing, and then we're going to have Dean Wheeler on. He runs the Northern California Holistic Center, but he also has a spa, the Wheeler Spas, and he runs his man camp during the summer, which my husband Steve was a part of. And it's just wonderful. The men get together. They have spa treatments. They play bongo drums. What else do you do, Steve?
Well, we do a lot of, I mean, Dean said that what we do, and anyway...
Don't scratch yourself, honey. Stand still.
Okay.
Don't take your hands away from there. Don't stand there itching it like you're an ape, like you're some ape in the primate house.
I'm sorry, but I'm kind of nervous about it.
Well, what are you nervous about?
Well, I mean, he said, okay, welcome to man camp, and here's a bongo drum. Start beating on it and running around like you're an ape, and that's why I started itching like that. I don't know. And then he said, okay, now we'll go get spa treatments. And then he goes, now you got to cut bamboo for like 6 hours. And that's what happened to Tommy Tarrington.
Oh, Tommy Tarrington. Let me tell the story. Tommy Tarrington, his wife, and I'm glad they moved out. I'm sorry, she's a liar. Do you know what a bungee pit is? It's not the bungee cord, honey. It's the bungee stakes. In Vietnam and other places where they catch wild animals, it's a big pit, and they got bungee stakes that are sharpened at the bottom. And Terry's wife claimed that he was trying to escape man camp. This is a slander, by the way, on Mr. Wheeler. He was trying to escape man camp one night, and the guys were asleep in their bamboo huts.
Yeah, we were sweating and everything.
But Steve, you're making it sound like you're in a prison of war camp.
No, but...
In any event, they were laying in their huts sweating and laying there swatting the flies off themselves. This is man camp, and I just think it's wonderful for the guys, you know. and they heard a low-pitched howl that they thought it, at first they thought it was a rare orangutan. And then they realized that they were in Mendocino, California, where there are no orangutans, you know?
Yeah, that's the first thing I go, hey, wait a minute, we're not in Africa. And the other guys go, yeah, you're right.
So then you realized that it was what?
Well, then we realized it was Terry hitting the bottom of that pit. And apparently one of the stakes just went right up the Royal American.
Well, and anyway, she said that Terry comes home rubbing it with a rag, a blood-soaked rag, and swearing up and down that Dean Wheeler, and just a lot of very slanderous things. So I said to her, I said, unless you have proof, I would like very much for you to stop saying the things you're saying. And she said, who do you think you are? And I said, are you for real? Are you talking? I mean, I couldn't believe it. She said, well, my husband came home with a hand over his rear end and mopping, you know, mopping at it with a blood-soaked rag. And I said, well, maybe he needs a new rag. And she goes, oh, my God. And I said, you know something? You're retarded. And we said a lot of stupid things, and I left.
Well, talk about Terry falling in that pit.
Steve, I told you, he didn't fall in any bungee pit. And it's a slander, and it's slanderous against Dean. I'm feeling very emotional.
I'm honey. Honey, I'm sorry.
You said you're honey.
No, I mean, I'm sorry, honey. I didn't mean to say I'm honey. You're honey.
Right, and you're Pooh Bear.
Right, I'm Pooh Bear.
So be nice to honey.
All right, honey, I'm sorry.
Okay, give me a kiss right here.
You ought to see what she's pointing at.
You dirty... Don't say that when we're on the air.
I didn't say do it.
I was pointing at my cheek, ladies and gentlemen, and Steve's trying to make it sound like it's dirty. And then when he went to kiss me, he went to kiss me in that place that is dirty. It's not dirty, but...
Where you go...
Don't say it. I'm very, very sorry, ladies and gentlemen. We're trying to pull it together and get it together because I've got a real treat for you all. And we're going to have Dean Wheeler come up, and he's going to have a real live Indian meditation and everything. And it's very interesting. I wanted to tell you a story about our Wintertacular and the dance we were performing, My Love Will Go On, from the movie Titanic, or Titanic. This is so much. You can't miss what we have coming up next here on The World of Phil Hendry. I'm Bobby Dooley. And we'll be right back in just a moment. And I want to mention the Phil Hendry website. That's philhendryshow.com. That's philhendryshow.com. Oh, and I love this song so much. We used to play this when I was a kid. My parents loved this. And I'd play this and go, do it. And we'd pretend like we were swapping spouses. We were only 10 years old, so we didn't know what it meant, but we'd pretend like we're doing a wife swap or something, and we'd go, do it, you know. Anyway, good times.
Yeah, good times.
We'll be right back on I'm Bobby Dooley. Does anybody remember this one? This is from when I was just a little girl, but this was a lot of fun to listen to and to dance to. It's called Starbucks. Is the name of it, right?
Yeah. That's the coffee, too.
This is the song Starbucks, and I forget the name of the group, but it's doo-doo, and the wind will blow it in my way. So that's just one of those songs. Oh, and you can see, if you're watching Phil TV, you can see a picture of our southern gate there. That is our southern portico. That is the Fandango Archway that I was telling you all about. Well, we're very excited to bring on the line here from Mendocino, or actually from Novato, California, Dean Wheeler. And Dean is with the Northern California Holistic Center, and right now, they're conducting probably their meditation now, Steve.
That's my understanding is what he... That's what I understood him to say.
So, Dean, I know you were involved in your Native American meditations last night as part of the Wheeler Day Spa, but this is your weekend spa, right?
Right now, this is just the regular spa where we have hotel rates Monday through Friday. If you want to do a day spa, we have rates, and of course we have our weekend rates. But this is the hotel rate, and I don't like to say the hotel because that sounds, that's not what we are. That's not what we are. We are a, we're an ashram, Bobby. We're an ashram.
Well, that's interesting. What is an ashram?
Well, an ashram is a place where Indian, you know, wise men with big beards. I'm not exactly sure, but it's what we want to do here. It's a place where Indians, but not these kind, I got that mixed up when I said to them, I want an Indian ashram experience, and these gentlemen came over. They were from a American Indian.
Oh, I see. So what they're...
Yeah, they're talking about, like, India?
Exactly, yeah, India. And when I said to them, what's with these... I didn't say what's with, but I said, why are there Indians here that are going, hey, hey, hey?
Yeah, well, hold on. I know how to do it really good. Hey there, hi there.
Steve does it really good.
Yeah, that's great. But the point I'm trying to make is that, so this is not what an ashram is. An ashram is Indian Indians that are the ones.
Oh, I know the ones you're talking. They're the ones that have, as everyone says, and it's not very kind, the dot.
Yeah, exactly. They have the dot. Well, the dot, I mean, you shouldn't say the dot. It's the third eye that represents their religion, okay? And what we wanted to recreate here at the Wheeler Spa is the feeling of an ashram so that you're not paying. We don't want people to feel like they're paying $800 a night, which is what they're paying. We want them to feel as if they've been invited here to learn the wisdom of the ages, and it happens to be a five-star spa.
But it's like it's free. No, I know where you're coming from. That's wonderful. I love that feeling.
Exactly, exactly. We want people to forget right away that it's costing them $8.5-$9 bills a night. And excuse me, I'm choking because we had a curry dish because that's an Indian dish. And then I said, after you're done with your curry, let's go out back and we'll meditate. And that's where we are right now. But the Indians are still out here, and I let them do their thing.
Well, now, why are the Indians, if it's India, why these Indians?
Because I'm paying for them, so...
Oh, yeah, well, you got to get a money's worth, right?
Well, I don't want it to sound non-spiritual. I think I shouldn't have said that. It's not that I'm paying for them, but yeah, I am. It's that I want them to feel a part of the Indian, experience.
We have Dean Wheeler with us, and we're about to listen in as Dean conducts his meditation class. I know you were doing a little bit of it last night with Phil Hendry on the air, and I thought it sounded so interesting, Dean. So I want to hear a little bit of it tonight. And I know that you have gathered a lot of people together to sort of partake, if you will, there in the... a meditation. What exactly is going to take place?
Well, what we do is we have some New Age flute playing. There is a gentleman here who is a very spiritual guy. His name is Walt, and he actually is a musician, and he plays the flute, but we met him down here. I'll tell you where we met him. We met him at the Marie Callender's because they have a jazz band, and he was playing flute, and I said, do you meditate? He said, sure. And I said, we'd love to have you at our ashram. And he said, you bet. And so we've got him here to play the flute and to help us in our meditation practices. Now, I don't know where he is. I'm sorry I'm stalling, but I just can't find him. And if I could get somebody, anybody from the hotel, Emeralda, my wife, would you find this guy, please? I know. I apologize.
Oh, so we're having a hard time. That's okay, Dean. It gives us a chance to continue to talk a little bit. So you're looking for the flute player.
Yeah, I'm looking for Walt. He plays the flute, and then what I do is I lead people through their meditation.
I'm very interested in meditation and New Age and nutritions and aromatherapy. I'm very, very interested in it. And every woman is these days, Dean. We're all wanting the best for our families. And that's why I want my young people and my husband to get into things like crystals and Wicca and I don't know, covens, you know?
Well, it it really is important for a family to gather under a full moon and skin, you know, an animal, hopefully that's dead.
Well, of course, no, we don't want to take it that far out, but I would like to be under a full moon and everything.
Right, right. I think every family today, as we look at new alternative ways of living, Bobby, wants to join together in a coven and dance under the moon and read H.P. Lovecraft or whatever it is. I'm still looking into it myself, but I will tell you that I think it's healthy for families to do this, and we heartily encourage all families to join together and celebrate naked, but it's not sex.
Yeah, we've got to make that clear.
Yeah, you have to make that clear. Otherwise, they're going to think they have to.
Well, I hope that them being mother, father, and children, they'll figure it out.
Well, that's true. That's a good point, Steve.
Yeah, that's a pretty good point. I guess our guys...
Well, our kids would figure it out. What are you talking about?
Yeah, okay.
We're talking with Dean Wheeler, and they're looking for the flute player. This is the man that will play the flute, and then he'll give the meditation class. I don't know where your flute player is, but... as the boys like to say, we're burning daylight.
I know. Oh, here he comes now. Walt is on his way down the pathway. Thank you. Hi, Walt. How are you? Okay, why don't you sit down and get going, all right? No, we've been looking for you for a half an hour. Start playing the flute. He wants to get a drink. What do you want? Honey, would you get what do you want? Get a big tumbler of gin. Ice? No ice. Just pour it in a big tumbler of gin. A big tumbler, right? All right. Okay, so Walt is, as soon as we get him his glass of gin, and that's not spiritual, that is something that I frown on, but Walt is our flute player, and I think he uses it. Do you use it? Yeah, sure you do, for a spiritual. Okay, Walt, go ahead and hit it. And what I have here gathered, folks, we're on the radio tonight with Bobby Dudley.
My name is Bobby Dooley.
Oh, I'm sorry, with Bobby Dooley. Everybody, say hello to Bobby Dooley.
Hi, Bobby.
Okay, that's our class, and these are...
And these are all people staying at the hotel.
Yes, they're all staying at the hotel. Now, I want all of you, we've just had dinner, and a lot of you, have you gone to the toilet? Okay, we got a guy that needs to... Go ahead. Jesus. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to say that.
Well, have you started meditating yet?
No, we've got one guy that's got to go. You really got to go, all right. You can can it, Walt. If you want, Walt, you can can it. Hey, Walt? Yeah, thanks.
You know what? We have a commercial break coming up.
Yeah, that would be probably better.
And we're going to go to work. What do I hear there?
That's that chimpanzee. I don't know how we got chimps in the tree around here. And I heard what your husband said about man camp. You're right. That is a slander. And I'd like to take that up with him later.
Well, I'm just trying to say, I heard Terry Tartahedian. I heard him go, yay! He fell in the pit.
That was Terry fooling around. I don't know what Terry's doing at night. It's none of my business. If he comes home and he's rubbing his rear end, hey, whatever, you know, sets you free, man, how come he's blaming me for that?
Well, Terry said that he fell into a bungee pit and he went butt first, you know.
On a bungee stake, yeah, sure. I don't think so.
Did you see one of these, Steve?
Yeah, we saw a bungee pit and everything. It was covered up with bamboo. You try to get a guy, never mind.
I gave him the high sign. So, folks, my husband must be mistaken.
Yeah, that's great. No, we don't do that at all. Terry, if you're listening, you know what? I don't judge you. To each his own. You're as God made you. And if that's how you get your kicks, putting a splintered, pointed stake up your... Hey, you know what? I would never judge you in a million years. You're welcome to come back to man camp. I'd appreciate it if you would stay in our segregated housing. But that's between you and your maker.
All right, so that's enough said about that. But I do hear some chimps.
Well, that's what I said. I said it was one of the wild chimps. And you can hear that we do have a wild chimp here.
But you're in Novato, California.
Yeah? So what's that supposed to mean?
Well, there's no wild monkey in California, so far as anybody found out.
There's no wild... Well, I guess we got at least one. Because guess what? You're listening to it.
Well, is it indigenous to California, or do you think it was brought here?
Brought here? What does that mean?
Never mind. I tell you what, Dean, hold on.
Okay, I mean, I'm just trying to...
Dean Wheeler with us from the Wheeler Spa in Northern California. We're about to go through one of his meditation classes. I wish you'd just shut up, Steve.
Oh, my God.
Just shut. You're really irritating me. You're bringing up a lot of things that have no bearing. Mr. Wheeler is doing us a favor by letting us be inside the inner sanctum of the meditation. Okay?
I didn't mean to. God.
And quit being such a child about it, all right?
Yeah, whatever.
So we're going to take a commercial break, and then we're going to be back, ladies and gentlemen, and we're going to give you a taste of the meditation class as it goes on at the Wheeler Spa there in, you know, whatever. Welcome back, everyone, to the Phil Hendry Show, and I'm Bobby Dooley, and we're playing a song. How many of you remember this one? Big Stars 13. Won't you let me? I should play some music from when we were going to school, Steve. Like, what was the song you loved?
Oh, I like that song. Then Head Over Heels.
Oh, Head Over Heels. I love that. Get tickets for the dance. This sounds like this sounds like a classically depressed teenager from the 70s, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's not legit.
A lot of kids in those days would take their parents' pills, you know, even though they do that now, tragically. Get off my back. There, tell your dad, get off my back.
Yeah, I think he's England. I think he came from England to record this.
Who did?
The guy that sings came over from England to sing it.
Oh, he came over from England, okay. There's that la la la. Well, anyway, welcome back here, and we have Dean Wheeler with us. We're going to talk more with Dean about the meditation classes that they conduct there at Wheeler Spa. Dean, thank you so much for being patient.
Oh, no, thank you for being patient, Bobby and Steve. We finally got Wallace here, and everybody has gone to the toilet, and everyone has had their dessert, because I forgot we had Mrs. Barley. She had some Pepperidge Farm or something. I'd like to say that we do make our own desserts and we make everything organic, but tonight, for whatever reason, someone ran out and got Pepperidge Farm, and everyone preferred to eat that to whatever it was that Mrs. Barley was making, and I don't know what it was she was making. I know what it was. It was homemade. Yeah, it was homemade apple cobbler.
Well, that would be apple cobbler.
Yeah, that is apple cobbler.
No, this was it's crumbly. Oh, I know, it was homemade apple cobble crumble.
I know cherry crumble.
Cherry crumble? Who's that?
You're talking about the dessert.
Oh, yes. I think that's what it was, but no one liked it, so they had to run out and get Pepperidge Farm. So is everyone enjoying? All right. We're going to, Walt, go ahead and give us some of the meditation. Yeah. All right, everyone, Bobby Dooley's here, all right. I want to tell everyone to ignore the sound of that chimpanzee. I'm going to get our groundskeeper to get it out of the tree. And I know it's disturbing some of the people, Bobby.
I can hear the monkey, yes.
Yeah, it's disturbing some of the people. That's all right, Mr. Alphonse. He's going to get that chimp out of the tree. I said the same thing, you know, bait it, trap it, shoot it if you have to, but get it the hell out of that tree. So you and I are on the same page, sir, all right? Everyone, I want you all, as Ms. Dooley listens and the radio audience across America listens, I want you all to imagine yourselves leaving your bodies, and you're elevating above your bodies. And you're even looking down on your bodies as you're hearing Walt play the soothing flute music that he's playing right now. What is he doing? Don't tell him not to riff like that. He's going, that's it. Can you feel yourselves leaving your bodies? Can you feel yourselves floating above?
Dean Wheeler right now, if you've just tuned in, is doing a meditation class on the air for me, Bobby Dooley, and Steve Dooley, too.
And let's try it again. And this time, yeah, everyone soothe out and chill down. And imagine that the energy of the universe is flowing right up through prana is entering now your nose, and it's going out one nostril and coming in the other. This is something, Ms. Dilley, that I read in a yoga book. I don't know what it means.
Well, when it goes out one nostril and in the other, I think that's like they're not getting it, you know?
Yeah, like one ear and not the other.
Oh, it is? Okay. Well, everyone, if you're meditating, you should be meditating. Don't let the energy go out the nostril. Keep it in. So if it goes up the nostril, keep it in your skull or wherever it's going to be. And allow yourself to leave your body and float. And you look at your body and you're going, who needs that? I am now floating and spiritual. I can go anywhere I want. In the middle of this night, I can travel thousands of miles and visit far-off cities and go and do anything that I might want to do. Go and sightsee or have a meal and come back. All right. Yeah. Now, everyone, okay, let's talk a little bit about this, if we could. And I see you, Derek. Now, you said you left your body? I don't think you did, and I'll tell you why. Everyone else, keep meditating. Just like last night, I saw you take at least 3 fingers, and was something itching you up the crack of your... Because you were just jamming your fingers up there. Well, the reason why I ask is because how could you be out of body if you were doing that?
Dean's talking to one of the meditators, the students.
Yeah, and they're learning how to meditate.
Yeah, and they're learning how to meditate.
Well, how could you be doing out of body if at the same time you're jamming 3 fingers up? I know you had an itch. It was obvious it was itching. But if it was itching, then you're not... You didn't leave your body. You're still in your body with your fingers up your rear end. You understand? I'm sorry to have to put it so graphically. I know you're spending $900 a night, but there's no way I can tell you that you're having an out-of-body experience when you've got your finger stuck all the way up there. God! I'm sorry, Bobby and Steve and your radio audience, I apologize.
Well, you know what? You are like the guru who is the strong taskmaster, and you have to drive these pupils.
Right, and I tell them that, you know. You are the grasshoppers, and I am the... I said I'm the lawnmower, but that doesn't work. Grasshopper, yeah, you're not the grasshopper. All right, everyone, let's all just now stop meditating. Now, did you leave your body, Tabitha? You left your body? Uh-huh, and you felt light as a feather. Good, good. And that felt good to you? Huh? Tabitha, and I'm not speaking out of school. Tabitha, can I tell everyone? Tabitha's got a weight problem, Bobby and Steve and everyone at home.
Oh, really?
Yeah. She has a weight problem. She is morbidly obese, and we have had to bring in the hold-around and different carts to carry her from one part of the resort to the other, and yet, just now, meditating, she said she was flying and floating and doing everything. There's only one problem with that, Tabitha. Like our friend over here, Steve, or not Steve, Eric, or whatever your name is, the guy that with his fingers up his rear end, yeah, you. You were doing something similar, only it was somewhere else you had the fingers. No. You were looking for gold. See, I would love for all of you...
Can I ask a question?
Hold on for a minute, Bobby. I'd love to say that all of you are having out-of-body experiences. It's impossible, though, if in Tabitha's case, she's got 2 knuckles up her nose. You understand what I mean by 2 knuckles? Who knows what that means? What does it mean, Bob?
Well, she had her finger up her nose.
Got to quit smoking. I'm kidding. I just had a little bit of a hay fever. That's exactly right, Bob. And who knows how Jerry or Ben or whatever the hell your name, what's your name? Marvin. How Marvin, he didn't have an out-of-body experience, because why? He had his fingers up his rear end. Okay? Isn't that right? You, Bob?
Yeah, that's the same deal. Same dynamic.
It's the same dynamic. Exactly. So we're going to try it again, and Bobby and everybody at home, they're listening in on the radio, so let's do this like a bunch of people that know what they're doing, because, you know, the reputation of my hotel is on the line. I mean, not my hotel, my ashram is on the line, and I'd like you people to... Go ahead, Walt. How's that gin? You want some more? Get him another glass, will you, Emeralda? Just don't give me an argument. Go get him another glass. All right, so Bobby and Steve, we are now going to conduct our second phase. Now I want you all to imagine yourselves as little, tiny, astral plane beings. Okay? You are about 3 inches high. You've got pointed ears. That's right. You've got long, straight, pointed noses, and you're wearing little hats with feathers in them. If you're seeing a Keebler elf, that's good. If you look like it, that's good. That's good. That's where I want you to go. Think Keebler elf. Think, what's that? That's very funny. It's just, Mr. Murgantroyd said, can I, and the cookies too? Yeah, go ahead and make yourself a cookie, sir. And Tabitha, not you, though. I'm kidding, dear. All right, so, everyone, now, you're an elf, okay? Now, what's the first thing you want to do? You? Yeah, Bob? Have sex with... All right, let's just keep on trying this. No, not having sex with a big, giant woman. I beg your pardon, sir? Okay, that's not the spirit that we want to have. He just asked me, well, how big's my penis? If you're an elf, how big do you think? Never mind.
We need to take another break, and this is getting a little graphic.
I apologize, folks. I really do.
So let's take another break. This is Bobby Dooley, along with Steve Dooley, and we are listening in on a very fascinating session of meditation instruction at the Wheeler Spa in Northern California. And Dean has been giving people instruction in the Wheeler method of meditation where you have out of body. And I think it's very key to note that Dean recognizes that, and can we get some spiritual music to go out with? Great. That Dean recognizes when people are not really out of body because they are reaching up and, you know.
Well, they had two knuckles up the nose.
Two knuckles up the nose. So we're going to go out now with something very spiritual. What's this called, Steve?
This is called Pearl Necklace.
Oh, really? What is this about?
This is a meditation of, you know, like the pearls of wisdom and everything.
Oh, this is nice. Okay. Oh, great. So we'll be back here with more of the meditation instruction on The World of Phil Hendry. I'm Bobby Dooley. This is The World of Phil Hendry, and I'm Bobby Dooley. And welcome, everybody, to The World of Phil Hendry. I'm Bobby Dooley. And we've had so much fun this evening talking with you about... Oh, I forgot to tell everyone. This is a song called Boogie Oogie Woogie Doogie, or whatever it's called. This is another one from the 70s.
Yeah, I remember this one. My mom and dad used to listen to this one, too.
Did they?
Yeah.
Your father went to prison, though, did he?
Well, I mean...
I hope this isn't the karaoke version, because I think that's really cheap if they do that.
I think it is.
Oh, my God. Well, in any event, Oogie Boogie Doogie, or whatever it's called, that was a big hit when it came out in the 1970s. We have with us Dean Wheeler from the Northern California Holistic Center, and he is talking with us about meditation. You can turn that off now, Steve.
Hey.
Turn it off, Steve, okay?
Oh, there's singing right there.
I know, honey. Turn it off.
See? I told you I bought the right one.
That's wonderful, honey. Oh, my God. Did you hear that?
Yeah.
I can sing better than that one. All right, Dean Wheeler is with us from the Northern California Holistic Center. Let's get back to Dean is still conducting his meditation class, so let's listen in.
Right, exactly. And so when you are trying to touch your nose with your tongue, you're not meditating. What you're doing is a stunt. Oh, I know. There's a lot of yogis in India that know how to do all kinds of stuff. But when you're sitting there trying to touch your nose with your tongue, you're not doing the Wheeler meditation. Wheeler meditation is sitting and going out of your body. Yes, Bob?
I thought I went out of my body because I seen it.
Right, I know, but you were sitting there trying to touch your nose with your tongue. Why?
I want to see if I could do it.
So you're not out of your body. You're still in your body. You're still thinking about your body. You're doing something with your body. That's not out of body. That's in body.
Is that bad?
It's not doing the Wheeler meditation. You fat ass. God, I'm sorry. I shouldn't have said that.
God, man.
Oh, now everybody's getting up and leaving. I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen, I'm sorry.
I want my money back.
Okay, well, you want your money back, you big, fat slob. There. There, I might as well do it all away, because you want your money back, don't you?
I was going to think about it. Now I definitely...
Oh, great. Everyone has just got up and left, Bobby.
Well, Dean, I think that that's probably something that you're going to have to take under advisement. I don't think calling that man a big, fat slob...
Yeah, I'd probably, you know...
Well, I know, but how many times do I have to say to this fat tub of guts? I'm sorry.
See, Dean, you are a meditator, and everyone goes to your class to learn how to be, you know, Steve.
Yeah, they go, they want to know about being peaceful.
I know they want to know about being peaceful, and I want to teach them how to be peaceful. But when I tell this guy, Bob, who is in, he's in the Cedar Room, which is a $1,500 a night, it's our $1,500 a night lodge. He and his wife are there. And he said he really wanted to get the full meditation treatment, and so I've got him sitting here, and he's trying to touch his nose with his tongue.
Well, why was he doing that?
Because his wife said she knew a guy once that knew how to do that. And so instead of meditating, he's doing that. I said, well, you're not. And then he claimed that he was out of body, and I said, no, you're not. He said, yes, I am. Now, this guy owns an electrical firm in Chicago, Illinois, and I'm sure he's got a lot of people to do exactly what he tells them to do, and I'm sure he makes a lot of money. That's fine. You don't come to my place and tell me what's up. He's saying, well, yes, I did go out of body. I said, it's impossible if you're trying to touch your nose with your tongue. And I said, what is that about anyway? Is that sexual? He goes, wouldn't you like to know? And I said, okay, that right there tells me that yes, it is. And he goes, well, what, are you jealous? I said, I'll be jealous when I see you actually.
Well, I know what you're up against. These are people that are there spending a lot of money, and ostensibly, I think is the word. It's a good word, ostensibly.
What does that mean, honey?
Well, ostensibly means, what's it mean, Dean?
Ostensibly means, it's got something to do with stencils, right?
No, I think it means, well, anyway, you've got a lot of people there that are paying money to be meditation and to be all peaceful and to be guru-like, but they still want to party.
Well, that's it. And I said, look, if you still want to party, don't come to our meditation session, because the meditation session is deadly serious. It's deadly serious. I mean, people that try to mess with me and try to F with me during my meditation sessions, we do have a bungee pit. I was lying to you, Steve. We do. We don't have it for you guys that are trying to escape man camp. If you want out of here, good riddance to bad rubbish. We don't care. But anybody that messes with my meditation class, I'll pick them up over my head, like Frankenstein picked up Dwight Frye in The Bride of Frankenstein, and throw them into the bungee pit on a stake. Okay?
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Yeah, that's how seriously I take it. Now, this fat tub of guts, Bob.
When you say fat tub of guts, though.
Yeah, you're going to have a lot of people who they want to go up there and spend money on the meditation.
Well, no, now I'm ruined. I mean, the guy was giving me an argument on the air, and I had to say what I had to say. And he says to me, oh, I went out of body. No, you didn't. How could you be out of body when you're touching your nose or trying to touch your nose with your tongue? So I told him, and he wouldn't listen. I told him he wouldn't listen. I finally said, get your fat ass and hike it out of here, man, before I do something I'll regret for the rest of my life.
That is very serious.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know, Dean. We enjoy going out of man camp and everything.
Well, I'm glad you enjoy man camp, because from the way I heard it, one of your buddies fell in a bungee pit or something.
Well, that was a guy, you know, Terry.
If he gets home and he's rubbing his rear end with a bloody rag, that's his trouble, man. That's not mine, brother. That's not mine, you know. That's on him, not me, okay? When I get it, you'll get it.
Well, Dean, thank you very much for sharing with us tonight your Wheeler Spa. I'm going to take away from this tonight a lot of lessons for my gals, you know, especially in my Circle of Taste gals. We get together once a week, or not once a week, once a month, Steve?
When you do the nude walk.
We get together once a month, Dean, as per your advice, and we do our nude walk, And now these are the gals from our circle of taste. We're the most fit. And yes, I'll say it. I don't think it's a sin to say it. We're the most physically attractive women in the Western States areas, you know.
Of course.
And so we do a nude walk. We do it at 5 a.m., so it's not fully light out. But we do one circle, one circumference around the entire Western Estates area, neighborhood. And we do it for health. We do it to get a little bit of sun on those areas that might not. We also do it to show other ladies in, you know, Western Estates, Steve.
Yeah, how to look, you know, how to look nude.
Right. I think it's important for women to know what they're supposed to look like when they are nude.
Well, thank you, Dean, and we hope to bring you back if I ever get the opportunity to fill in for Phil Hendry again.
Well, I'm sure you will. You're doing a great job, and it's really been a lot of fun.
Thank you very much, Dean Wheeler, and good luck with the... you know, he's really doing a good job there. I know that it's very frustrating to have people who are saying, oh, I'm meditating.
Yeah, that lady wasn't that big fat guy wasn't meditating, trying to touch his nose with his tongue.
Oogie Boogie, here it is with the Boogie Woogies. What's the name of the group?
It's Taste of Honey.
I thought this was called Taste of Honey, and the group was called the Oogie Boogie Woog.
What are you talking about?
Steve, then tell me the right way. We'll be right back here on The Phil Hendry Show with Bobby Dylan. Here's Oogie Boogie.